for years I called him Fuss. Everybody called him Fuss. After I read and saw pictures of him, and I never have seen a picture of what I call with his name Fuss under.
Yeah, we talked yesterday about horseshoes. What's the part of the horse that you put those horseshoes on?
Well, put it on the hoof. You don't put it on the frog. The frog is in between the horseshoe.
Do any of the people around here ever grow sheep? Is there any sheep in this county?
Just the last few years they do. Some of the ranchers used to have them just like the western ranchers did. I got a friend down here that had a whale of a big ranch. He runs sheep on it. He finally sold it to some crew from Miami for nearly $1 million and put two big developments on it down there. And he went out of ranching business, but he always had sheep. He had goats too.
And did he use them for the meat or for what?
I don't think that he used them for the wool. Because the wool's not very good down here.
What would they call a male sheep?
Well.
What about the female?
You.
We talked about some of the animals. Let me ask you about some of the sounds that these animals make. Now, when a calf is being weaned, you know, what would you say the calf does?
Well, maybe it's called, they say, bawls.
Bawls.
And he does bawl. B-A-W-L. Yeah. That's a good name for it.
What about a cow during feeding time? What was the noise that she would make?
Well, she, they say moo. Moo covers a lot of things, but the cow act different under different conditions. They call a calf. They moo for a calf. They make a different sound than what they do when they want something else.
What about a horse? What sound does he make?
Neighs. Goodbye.
And have you got any name that would cover, say, horses and mules and cows all together? Say, have to go out and feed them.
Feed is tough.
What about chickens and hens and turkeys and ducks all together?
I don't know.
Go out and feed them.
I got a friend called them birds.
Bird,
he raised me. You know, I got to go take care of the birds. That's pretty good. He's Scotchman. He's dead now. He died a few years ago. He's my age.
When you're on the farm, where would you use to keep your chickens?
Keep the chickens?
Yes, sir.
Well, he sold eggs for a living. He raised the chickens in pens, wild pens. And he had them separate pens, all in layers of six layers and drop pans underneath them. He fed them in there every day. The eggs lay right in the pen and reach in and get them. He didn't have a nest.
Did y'all ever keep any chickens on your farm?
Did what? We had a chicken house. We fed them in the yard. We just go out to feed them. We want one, we go out and kill it. We had a separate place for the small ones.
What'd you call that?
I don't know, we had a call it.
Did you have a coop or anything?
Yeah, we had a hen coop. Shut it in a coop to lay eggs, hatched them. I mean, until the little chicks got to work in the room.
What'd you call that? That piece of meat, you know, that the kids like to get so they can pull and break apart.
It's woolly bone.
Yes.
Really fresh. Really fresh, because everybody calls it woolly bone.
Yes. And do you have any name that would cover all the inside parts of the chicken that are edible, so like the lizard, and I mean the gizzard, and the liver, and all like that?
Yeah, they call it something. We always call it separate because every fellow wants a different part. We want the little one, like the liver, one like the gizzard.